Some Sea Alaska shareholders are pushing for a change in corporate decision-making. They say the current discretionary voting system favors board incumbents and slows change. Managers of the Southeast Regional Native Corporation say the current system works well. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the story.
Sea Alaska shareholders are in the process of electing four members of the corporation's board of directors. They can choose among a dozen candidates. Four are board-endorsed incumbents, and eight are independents. But close to 30% of voting shareholders will leave that choice up to the board. They'll do that by checking the discretionary box on Sea Alaska's proxy statement ballot.
I don't think discretionary works at all. It keeps that small group in there controlling everything.
Mick Beasley is a Sea Alaska shareholder who's running for the board as an independent. He's authored a resolution, also on the corporate ballot, to change the system.
If we are able to limit discretionary voting, it'll be like putting a circulating pump in our election process, and we'll be getting different directors, different ideas, and we need that.
All of our shareholders can vote for every candidate that they choose.
Nicole Hollingstad is Sea Alaska's corporate secretary and vice president of human resources.
If an independent nominee has the support of shareholders and receives enough directed votes, they do get elected to the board, as was exactly the case with Barbara Cadiente Nelson in 2009.
But Cadiente Nelson was the first independent candidate elected in years. Almost all new members are appointed when others step down during their terms. That allows them to run as incumbents. One of this year's independent candidates is Richard Reinhart Jr., formerly Sea Alaska's chief financial officer. He says discretionary voting is just one of the barriers to getting on the board.
Sea Alaska has community meetings that the directors are able to go to all those places and meet all those people. So that's hard to compete with. And then all of the directors pull together. So really, you're not running just against the four that are up for re-election. You're really running against the 13, and even those that are not up for re-election are out campaigning for those that are.
Sea Alaska shareholders have voted four times to keep discretionary voting, but it's been 13 years since the system was on the corporate ballot, and several thousand people have since won the right to vote. Existing board members say many people depend on the discretionary system.
The shareholder may be saying that I don't know all of the candidates, but I do have confidence in the board, and so therefore I would prefer that you allocate my vote for me.
Rosita Worrell has been on Sea Alaska's board for 23 years. She serves as its vice chair.
I myself came on as an independent, and I came on where I ran, you know, a group of people chose, you know, to run that way, and we were able to use discretionary votes among ourselves. So it was helpful for us.
The most recent board member to be appointed is Bill Thomas, who also serves in the state legislature. He says he changed his mind about discretionary voting after attending community shareholder meetings.
Most of the people that spoke in support of discretionary voting said it was a vote of support of the board of directors. And I never looked at it that way. I always thought that it was a way that they would manipulate the vote and all. And people just, they were upset that the people would say that they didn't know how to vote.
The measure on Sea Alaska's proxy ballot would get rid of board-sponsored discretionary slates, unless a shareholders group also assembles its own slate. Then both could run a group of candidates. The corporation says that would make elections extremely difficult. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.